A few weeks ago, we thought that we were crazy because we recorded an episode which was all about potatoes. But basically, I think, Anna, we have one-upped ourselves now that we get to record an entire episode about dessert.
I mean, this could not make my day any better. The only way that this could be topped is if these desserts were all here with us now.
Oh, could you imagine that? Like those popular television programmes or a tasting session where you just walk in the room and you can have a spoonful of everything.
Oh my gosh.
That would be brilliant.
Oh, that would be my dream. I'm literally trying not to dribble on my notepad.
Well, she tries not to dribble and I try to learn how to talk and not say dra-ra-ra-ra. Here are some beautiful ukuleles. So welcome to Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire, she is Anna. Please make sure that you follow us if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you're on Spotify, so you get a bite-sized piece of mojo in your inbox, like a group between group every Monday morning. And I must say, Anna, it feels like we've talked a little bit about everything doing this series. There's a wealth of knowledge in our back catalogue. And maybe when we first started, we never thought that we would be okay to talk an entire episode about desserts.
I mean, this is, like I say, my dream come true. Of all the episodes we've done, potatoes is one of my favourite things, but dessert and potatoes, oh my gosh. If I had to choose, do you ever do this? Phil and I do it a lot, like, what would you do if you were on a desert island? Or you could only have one, we like playing.
A dessert island.
A dessert island. And literally, we did this last week and it was potatoes and desserts were two things we were like, you know, a dessert trolley we could take with us because there'd be so much choice and potatoes. I'm sorted in life.
See, the one of the things that I think a lot of time we hear about in group and we hear like in our inbox is people who have got a sweet tooth and they struggle and they want to find a way to like, you don't want it to be like a case of either or, because we know if you follow like a diet and you deprive yourself of something, then when things kind of go a bit pear-shaped in your life, you're likely to suddenly emerge back into consciousness, having realized you've just breathed in face first into the biscuit tin with your mouth, which happened to be open, and somehow inhaled, not oxygen, but 25 biscuits. I've had some amazing conversations with people when I've worked night shifts about the weird things that tiredness and stress and worry and anxiety can really do to you, like crisps. I've had friends who are addicted to packets of crisps. But sweet tooth, desserts, particularly in a time when you want to kind of like have a little bit of goods, like maybe you're used to rewarding yourself, like the birthday cakes, the wedding cakes, the ice creams on a hot summer's day, like, or a nice warm crumble on a winter's day after a Sunday roast dinner.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Now like, you're talking.
See, it gets both of us excited. So, you know, if you're not a sweet tooth, this might not be the episode for you. But we wanted to kind of think about this in some kind of, I don't know, maybe like looking at some different strategies, really. Strategy seems to be the word that we use a lot recently. How can you use a bit of the plan? How can you keep your sins down? And how can you maybe have a bit of something that you like without absolutely going off the rails?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you plan like your desserts, Anna? Like, do you know what your triggers are and how have you kind of worked that handling it as part of your lifestyle?
So I try and make sure that something like a pudding is triggered in every day, whether that's going down like a route of like a yogurt and fruit or need a little sweet pick me up. What I've learned over the years is that low sin snacks that pretend to be things that they really are not good for me. Because I'll go, oh, that's only four sins, but I'll eat four of them. Because actually, if I had a real bit of something, I get the proper taste and it's satisfied. So long gone are the days of the low calorie, low sugar, trying to be something that it's not, because I found they're more of a trigger than, you know, a spoonful of really nice ice cream.
That's so interesting, because one of the things that I have recognised recently, when I do my food plan, I plan my meals, but quite often I don't think about my snacks or my after treats, and I realised I need to plan those in too, or just allow and make way, like I'd kind of, I don't know, I'd catch up and look at the end of the day and be like, oh, I had my meals were on plan, but my snacks were off the scale. So thinking about that in advance. But the thing that's really helped me is like the mini versions of things.
But the mini versions of real things. Like, is that what you
totally
mean? Yeah.
Like mini versions of biscuits or...
Oh, I like the little packs. I buy them for days. Yeah, they're good.
And I remember probably about 6 months into my Slimming World journey, this time round, I actually made a chocolate box. And I went and bought mini bags of all of my favourite chocolate bars and put them in this chocolate box. So I knew that I had some there because I was kind of like, if I don't have it, then when I go out I'm tired, I'm more likely to go and buy the big bar of chocolate or have the big cake, having a little taste. But equally, I've gone through periods where I've had to switch it off, hide all the chocolate away because it's just taken over the whole of my mind. Like, I would rather eat dessert and no dinner at all than have dinner and no dessert. Like, you know, when it rules your mind, I've had like weird kind of craving ebbs and flows as I've been going through this journey in the last 3 years.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because I was just last night, didn't want my chicken stew. I had my healthy extra B left and I made it into a pudding and I was so happy because I could have just eaten pudding from the moment I opened my eyes. I don't know if it's women, that's hormonal as well, isn't it? Like, sometimes all I can think about is sweet things and then other days I want salt, but I just love
it. It's tired. It's more like when I'm tired, I think, more than I'm hormonal, which I guess is something that guys suffer from too.
What, tiredness?
It.
Yeah. And they suffer sometimes. Phil says he suffers from my hormones. You know what I mean? The backlash of my hormones.
You know, like on some of the tools that I've been using recently, like the SAS log, I think in some of the journals, it even has what are your trigger foods and it has like all the boxes. I imagine some people are like ticking them all. Crisps, bread, wine, beer, chocolate, crisp, like it just goes on.
In the Be Delighted book, the journal you get in your pack, I've ticked everything as my trigger apart from booze. Everything.
Yeah.
Even the books are trigger. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it talks about like yourself. Does it say about your self-sabotage zone, your danger area, and how to put a plan in place?
Yeah.
So I guess like this idea about the sweet tooth, we know. And one of the things that I think I've opened my mind to more recently is I don't want it to feel like a diet. I want to kind of find a way that I can have some of the things that I like chocolate, like cake, like ice cream, but know when to stop. I want to kind of learn and train myself how to get to that point. I want to be normal, Anna. Oh. I know that's very difficult, but if I want to make this a maintainable target-based lifestyle, I can't go through with this whole don't let me look at the chocolate, I can't see it, don't want to know, can't, don't let me even look at the dessert menu, oh my god, oh my god, oh I've eaten it, oh my god, that's it, it's all gone. I need to find another way. I can't be the only one.
No, I think there's two schools of thought, isn't there? There's some people who will have to say, I don't go near it. You know, that's my thing. Even when I'm at Target, I know it's a place that is dark for me and is not great. Equally, there are people like you who can train themselves and actually say, I can have a little bit now and that's okay. Because actually, I'm not in that reward berating situation. It takes a lot of work. Another thing to remember, even naturally slim people will have days where they eat a tub of ice cream and they eat it all. It's okay. And like I always say, it's about what you do consistently, but also knowing if you had an allergy. So I'm very severely allergic to pineapple. I wouldn't choose pineapple on a menu because potentially it would kill me. However, I would choose things that potentially would really trigger me to then go and want to do other things that are not great for my mental health or my weight loss. So it's just knowing that it's okay if you have to say no. It's okay if you can't factor in a little bit. But equally, if you want to get a strategy, practice is the best thing to kind of work out where you can go. So it may be that you're okay with a packet of biscuits. You could only have a couple. But for me, I see a packet of biscuits and I want to eat the whole lot. So it's kind of knowing what's personal to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I do also think the other thing is when I first joined Slimming World that I thought, Oh my goodness me, it's just all going to be carrots and apples. What a bore. Like, and then I started seeing what some people are doing with their dessert, and I was like, I need me a piece of that. Like, they were just amazing and beautiful. Like, I'm not really one for food presentation. If it tastes good and it costs not too much, I'll have it. I'm not bothered about it looking all fancy. But some of the stuff that you see on Instagram and in the recipe books, it just really blew my mind about what is truly possible.
There's some Instagram accounts that make it look so beautiful, and I'm thinking, you must have made another portion of that you ate before you took the picture, because I couldn't be looking at that for that long and not have licked it.
I've had a go at this Instagram reel thing a few times. I've had to sack off a lot because I just think they're not pretty. Nobody needs to see that.
No.
Like, but it's fine. But so we kind of came up with a bit of a plan, didn't we, of like kind of three journeys that you could take on. Which one do you feel, and maybe you do a bit of all of them throughout the week, but... So, like, the first one is using your healthy extras, like finding a way to factor them into making your desserts. The second one is keeping your sins down, some low sin options, maybe even some savvy sins as well. And then the third one is have a bit of the thing that you really love, but make sure that you put some thought in, you know, in advance of how to, where's your tipping point and how to stop before you get there.
Yeah.
Should we just kind of look at healthy extras first? I mean, baked oats, surely the most popular thing that most people talk about.
I love baked oats. My members have all got WhatsApp groups, and I posted my baked oats a few weeks ago, and no word of a lie, I have never ever had such a response from a post I have done. They were like, oh my God, how have you done that? What is that? Where can I get it? Baked oats done right are not soggy hot oats. They are a cake-like divine thing. I make my favourite baked oats are coconut chocolate baked oats. Do you like coconut?
It's all right.
Oh, coconut. Oh, I'll take it in a shower gel, a shampoo, and I'll eat it. I obsess over it, like literally. So coconut drops, you can get them online. Milk chocolate, you know, like you've got in cookies, what are they called? Chips. Chocolate chips, yep. Or a well-known frog in your baked oat mix. Now, I like to blitz my oats, some fat-free yogurt, Greek yogurt is better, and some eggs. Oh, bake it, have it really hot. It's like heaven in a bowl.
And I equally love baked oats. So I kind of went on a bit of a exploration of what's really possible with oats last year. And now, like, you know, there is a vegan version of like egg, which is sin free, so that kind of opened the door for me for like cakes and things like that. But yeah, like baked oats, like with a bit of orange zest in. I've tried raisins.
Done some
carrot cakes. I mean a favorite of mine, which is not technically classed as baked oats, but it's sweet potato pecan pie. You have like kind of a porridge oat topping with some pecans, which you can, you know, there will be sins. You can leave the pecans off if you want, and there's some sins for some brown sugar, but the sweet potatoes are brilliant. Potatoes with cinnamon are a great tasty like sweet snack, which you could have either with yogurt. I mean, sweet potatoes don't just have to be for savoury.
No. That's, one of my favourites is sweet potato with marshmallow. Oh, so good.
Wow.
Yeah, tried it in America. Yeah, baked oats, you can do anything too. I like what they're called, like Bakewell tart type baked oats. Cherry and almond. Oh, so good.
See, a really simple thing that you got me onto was freezing things. So... frozen banana.
What are we talking about?
Frozen banana, okay.
So
providing you don't mash it, okay. Stick a kebab stick in a banana and stick it in the freezer on a, you know, but maybe like I'm setting the scene here. It's like 4 o'clock. You've had a hard day at work. The sun's out. You want to sit in your garden with your shades on and your new shorts on. And you want to have something that is sweet, tastes like ice cream, but isn't going to cost you 1,000 sins. Well, people, just whip out that kebab stick with the banana on from the freezer, which you put there last night, and it will taste so good. Like, it's really good.
Do you put anything on your banana?
I have experimented with this, and I have to say, it's messy affair. So you can get like the chocolate spread, which is also vegan and very low in sin.
But you just go naked banana.
Just get messy. I've even tried crushed nuts.
Oh, I've crushed my nuts on a banana, yeah.
But it's like, it's really messy. I'm not going to lie. And you've got to use a good sensitive toothpaste to, deal with the frozen banana.
I thought you were putting that on your banana. Wow, that's a way to save some sins. I got a minty flavour just for my teeth.
But one of the things that I've... it's on the Slimmer World recipe page for members. There's one that I found which is called Hot Cross Baked Oat Muffins. Hot Cross Muffins.
Nice.
And without using the healthy extra, I think they come in at about 11 sins each. So they're quite high. But if you've got using the healthy extra, you're pulling it down to like, what, six?
Yeah.
So it brings it down. They've got raisins, and I've like experimented with swapping the raisins for blueberries, things like that. And they taste great and they look good. Like, get yourself a muffin tray.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm a massive advocate for oats. I think they're a powerhouse. And actually, it's not a tweak if you blitz them and they become more like a flour. So I'm like, I mean, I find it mad how if you blitz some things, it is a sin. Blitz other things, it's not.
You know
but
why?
I'm just accepting that.
It's because it's a quantifiable amount. Right. So your healthy extra is a measured safe amount. So we know you're going to get the fibre requirement and the satisfaction from it, even if it's blitzed.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
What else have you got under like healthy extra A's? And like,
this, guys, there are two ways you could do this. It is a wrap that you can take as a healthy extra. You can get gluten-free ones. You can get non-gluten-free ones. And it is a chocolate spread of choice. I like a low-sugar one that you can get more for your sins. You get the wrap. You spread the chocolate sins on. You whack it in the oven for about 7 minutes. And then you chop banana on it. And I get like a plant-based syrup, like a golden syrup, and put that on the top. Oh my goodness, if you wanted to take it up a level, you could have a scoop of low-sin ice cream. It's insane. It's something, I tried something in Italy a long time ago like it. Obviously, it wasn't a wrap with sinned chocolate spread, but it was as close as I'm ever going to get to it. Also, I like that with sweet mince meat. So use the wrap and make like almost a mince pie, but a giant one.
Is mince meat free?
No, 2.5 sins per level tablespoon. It goes a long way, but it is so good because you've got the hot, the crisp, the sweet, the soft. Oh, so good. Can I go now? Can you finish the podcast? I'm going to the oven.
I was just thinking something boring, like a hot chocolate, you know, use your milk.
Yeah. Oh, your milk. Yeah. I've got one of those posh milk frother jug things. They're so good. Off your milk. I like an oat milk hot chocolate. Or even coconut milk hot chocolate.
Unsweetened, no sugars. Of course,
not the barista style. But yeah, hot chocolate. And there are some very low sin long marshmallows you can get. That's always good to cut up.
Yeah, like just nice. I mean, hot chocolate has got me through some very tough times on Slimming World, I have to say.
Got me through some dark moments.
It's that 8-9 o'clock in the evening. And I'm like, okay, what else have I got left on my food diary? I haven't had all my healthy extra A's. Let's have one. Put a bit of me low-sin hot chocolate and baba-boom, in my belly it goes, nice and warm.
And the thing about a hot chocolate is it's going to fill you because it's got the milk and the warm drink as well as giving you that kind of hit. Like it.
So something else I just want to mention, silken tofu and... this low chocolate spread that we talked about, blitzed in a food processor. Silken tofu is actually a pea.
It's so good.
Yeah. And the chocolate like spread stuff, you can get the ones that are super low sin, hardly any sins at all. And it kind of makes like a chocolate mousse. Add some strawberries on top if you want to add a little bit of, like for me, dairy-free whipped cream. Like I put it in little ramekins and we make four and it's great.
I made it the other day. I was a little bit dubious when I first made it. But oh my goodness me, I found it's better the day after. I don't know if you found that. I don't know if it took on the flavour of the chocolate more. So nice.
So, I mean, the other thing as well is if you have plain yoghurt with some fruit. Like, it's not going to break the world. You're going to get the sugary hit from the fruit anyway, and it's not going to cost you in any sins. But it feels like you're getting a decent... And try some different fruits. Like, I've been mixing it up. Get this, right? I've actually had chopped up plum and nectarine and peach with some yogurt.
Oh, nice.
I've been having different types of melon, different types of mango and passion fruit, and then putting the yogurt on top.
Love that. Do you know what's nice? You can get, like, you know, I was talking about the coconut drops. You can get the drops that could flavour your yogurt free of charge as well. So I like a salted caramel yogurt.
Even vanilla essence.
Yeah, exactly. Or just, I find also if you whip the yogurt up, like a really thick Greek yogurt with your 3 tablespoons of sweetener, that gives it a bit more of a creamy consistency, or with quark as well.
See, like, moving on to like the low sin option. So yogurt is something that has absolutely got me through so many. I've got a couple of yogurts that I go to that are 1.5 sin each. They're really nice and thick and like creamy, and they've just got different layers and different textures in, and they get me through. And sometimes that's all I need in an evening, and it's only going to cost me 1.5 sin. I think yogurts are grossly underestimated at how awesome they are.
I love yogurt. It's so good. Like, if you, and there's so many different like flavored ones that you can get. And I love freezing a yogurt. Like, literally get the yogurt and mix it with, I do it with a tablespoon of cork and mix it 30 to 60 minutes, and you get a nice, oh, it's so good. So good. I'm so hungry. So
the other thing is like the low sin ice creams.
Oh,
I mean,
come on, yes.
I have a problem that a lot of them say they're high in protein. No.
I think it's a bit of a, it's one of the, it's like when they try and do that with like bread, that it's got protein in and stuff like that. I think,
no.
I think it's trying to get people to buy it because of it, don't you? Yeah, it's crazy.
Don't fall for that. It's not worthy of a P symbol on your food diary at all. But I think it's great that there is an option, like whether dairy-free or with dairy, that you can have a whole tub of ice cream for, what, 17 sins or less?
Oh, there are some that are less now, aren't they? See, I don't go for the tub. I like the mini ones on a stick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not an option for me, but yes.
There are. Do you know there's a few new vegan ones that have come out in some very well-known supermarkets that are low sin?
It's just looking for them, isn't it? Like, actually, I'm there in the supermarket and I'm digging through and I'm zapping on my barcode, on my food search, on my app, and I'm taking photos of every bloody barcode, trying to just see how many sins is that? How many sins is that? And I mean, it's nice, it's an option. And the weird thing is that I suppose over the last year, originally Eau Claire would have been like, I need to eat the whole tub now.
Yeah.
But now I'm a bit like, I'll just have half.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a massive change then, isn't it? And I think the thing about the low sin ice creams is they've got so much better. They used to taste of sweetener and all plastic, but there's been a massive surge in all these new ones. So yeah, ice cream's such a good one. I like to bulk out an ice cream though. Like, I like to have it with fruit, or I like to grate some chocolate on it. I like to make a banana split.
Knickerbocker Glories, I think, are blooming brilliant, and we've kept this in the low sin category, but you can slip into the, if you want a bit more, you can, because you can build it what you need. For me, it has all those things that I like. So I was saying, like, I like the mini packs. So there are loads of mini biscuit versions.
Yes.
So you can get the big biscuits, or you can get the smaller ones, the thin ones, those kind of things, and they're much less in sin. So then crushing them or breaking them up into that low sin ice cream,
nice,
with your low sin chocolate sauce and a bit of whipped cream, maybe some strawberries, some blueberries, some raspberries to get you speed. Like, there's just so many ways that you can make it look beautiful. It's just doing the research. And I think that's what I mean about my perception, I think, of when I started Slimming World, what was it, 8 years ago, I was like, God, it's going to be so dull. This is going to be painful. But then seeing people having Knickerbocker Glories, I'm like, it sounds like my kind of thing.
Well, that's what makes you be able to keep going, doesn't it? Like, you can lose weight and have a Knickerbocker Glory even.
Yes.
Do you know what's really, really exciting? And a lot of them are on our website, is the puddings. You like a steamed pudding? Been a fan of steamed jam pudding, steamed ginger puddings. They are amazing and really, really low sin. But I don't think we could do a dessert episode not talk about meringue.
Hey, you know, I mean, we tried this There's a version of vegan meringue.
Yeah, how did it go?
Not so great, if I'm honest.
Was there a fire? Was there food poisoning?
They just deflated. We got really excited. So it's basically you boil chickpeas and then the water that comes off is called aquafaba.
Oh, right.
Never heard of this, right? It's called aquafaba. I mean, it looks rank when you keep it in the fridge. I'm not going to lie. But apparently you add a lot of sweetener and various other things. I didn't go into the making of it. It was Matt's bag. And he whipped it up and then he had it and you have to cook it for ages.
12 years later.
Ages in the oven. And they look great. He looked through the window and he was like, oh my God, they look like meringues. Went in 20 minutes later, they just deflated. And it was like weird kind of, I don't know, like, you know, when you're scraping off wall, like paint from a wall and it comes all like in powdery, crispy little bits. It looked like that. And so we binned it. But we'll work on it. But Rachel sent us a picture of her or friend's vegan meringues, which looked insane. But when I was a non-vegan, meringue nest, the mini ones, sometimes I would just eat a meringue nest over the sink. Because you need a plate. Because let's face it, there's a lot of wastage, isn't there, when you eat a meringue.
I just shove it in whole.
Straight to the mouth. Yeah.
No, but
the mini ones,
yeah,
right?
No, I can do a whole meringue nest. Have you seen the size of this, Bob? No, there's the tiny little ones you can get. I get the strawberry ones. They're really good. They're nice just on their own, just a neck. Get like once in each.
Yeah. Like a good eater mess, you know, you get your yogurt, you get your berries, get some of the meringue nests. Like, brilliant, low sin option. I love it. I mean, apple crumble as well.
Nice.
That's obviously got porridge oats and it's got baked apples, but one of those could be a healthy extra A, extra B, couldn't it? And then your sin, however you work it out, but that kind of stuff
that's
so
in a bowl. I like a low sin trifle. You can't go wrong with a bit of squirty cream and a boudoir finger. Do you know what I mean?
Talking of fingers, actually, the little chocolate fingers.
Oh.
They're good, but they're very difficult at when to stop. I have to take out how many I'm going to have, put them back, put the lid on, walk away, and then eat only what's in front of my face.
Oh, I got the mini bags and they were 5 sins and I found myself like licking the packet. Do you know what I mean? It's not good.
Can I also mention about savvy sins as well? So something that I've just been trialing a little bit more. I've been quite curious about how much sugar that I'm having. Sugar and salt, I think, by cooking more myself rather than having processed foods or microwave meals, I knew that salt was something I wanted to cook and hidden sugars. I've been having things like dates. Or apricots, medjool dates. Mm. You know, one is 1.5 sin. So, you know, they end up racking up if you're having a few of them. But
frozen them.
You can.
They're amazing.
Yeah, told me about freezing them. It doesn't always work, if I'm honest. It depends on the date. But some of them, you say, taste like toffee, don't they?
Yeah. I leave them a good few days in the freezer. There's always a supply.
Yeah. But see, apricots, dried apricots, a portion of those can be classed as a healthy extra B if you have that free. But even like pomegranates, apricots, those kind of things work really well, like in couscous, in some of your actual main meals as well. So I've been looking at ways to kind of use some of those. So it's all about unrefined sugar. Mm. I've been looking at ways to kind of get some of that. And I feel like that kind of helps curb my sugar cravings so they don't kind of peak too high and too low, but I get a taste of, like, normally if I have a bit of a sugar craving, one medjool date will just keep me going for a bit longer to forget about it.
Staves it off.
Yeah.
I like prunes. You can make an amazing dessert with prunes as your healthy extra with like cocoa powder. I'm making like a whipped egg with like the egg whites. Amazing pudding, like a sticky, sweet chocolate pudding. Ooh. Oh, back in the day, we used to eat that all the time. You've got to get creative, haven't you?
I think it's really interesting because, you know, with Instagram, you know, if people who are on there, there are so many of these people doing reels now, like these little videos where they kind of show you stage by stage how to do it. I mean, the sensible thing for us to say with that is don't just assume that somebody has worked out the sins and they're correct. You need to take responsibility and you need to work out like what the sins actually are before you go down that route. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's right. But I think it does really help kind of show how different people interpret or kind of manifest what their perception of the plan is or what they can really do. Like, we all have the same book on day one, but our background, our traditions, like where we're from, what we're used to, what our tastes are, where we've been traveling, it all kind of helps us see the book through different eyes, I think.
100%. Yeah. And how we take, how we're going to use our sins, what we would see was kind of a good sin spend or wasn't. It's really interesting, isn't it? Whereas I might be quite happy to spend 15 sins on a pudding. Someone else, the thought of spending over 2 sins would just be like the most awful thing, you know. But I think it's about, for me now, it's about being able to lose weight and not at all feel like I'm missing out. And that's why I've learned to kind of make my own versions that are as close to the real thing as I possibly can. The coconut chocolate baked oats, for me, I feel like I'm having a cake and I'm so happy. Whereas actually, you know, some of these things I've tried to do before just don't really work. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like, oh my God, I've had a whipped egg in it. And, you know, I used to make sweet omelettes. I'm like, I don't want a sweet omelette, I want cake. You know, so making sure that you're using your sins in a way that makes you feel most satisfied is really key.
So just kind of like slipping into like this other category where if you want something, like learn how to have a bit of taste for it or adapt or find a way it works. Just want to like kind of pick out a question that we got sent actually from Rebecca. And she talked about having the right fats, I suppose. So she was talking about she doesn't really like using things like fry light. She likes to use things like olive oil or low-fat dairy butter. And she doesn't really want to kind of do just all like the kind of the fake like sprays and things. And she's like, you know, is that going to be a problem? Like, or can she work around it? And I think of like one of our friends who, you know, because, you know, she's been a member with you, and she really blew my mind. She said to me, I've never, ever had a fast food takeaway ever. And she lives opposite one of the most popular fast food chains, and she's never ever had one. She's not bothered by chocolate or crisps, but for her, what's important for her is she gets to use her oils, proper oils and fats, as part of the plan, and that's how she uses her sins. And I was like, are you crazy? Like, I couldn't believe that we were doing the same plan, but we had such different ways to approach it. But I suppose some people could kind of say like the low sin option is kind of all right, but actually they want to use their sins for proper, whatever the word is, proper food. It's not, but you know what I'm getting at.
It's choice, isn't it? I think, you know, that's the great thing about food optimizing. You can choose how to use your sins or whatever you want. Got to remember, food optimizing is a low calorie eating plan because we're going to cut our calories and lose weight. If you are happy to use your sins on oil and butter and all those things, like Margaret said when we interviewed her, if you want chippy chips, get your portion of chippy chips in your sins. So yeah, if you're cool that you're going to have to cut down the amount you can have, because when you think a tablespoon of olive oil is 6 sins, that's for a level tablespoon. A level tablespoon of the average butter is about 5.5 sins. You can see how you're not going to get very much. But yeah, you know, I went through a phase when Daisy was very little. I didn't want to use One Cow cooking sprays because I just wanted to make sure I got all those good fats in her. So I got things like the spray oil that took the sins down a lot. But you know what? Don't feel that's a change you don't want to make, that you have to make it. There's nothing in that book that says it's mandatory to cut that out.
I think there's also, well, I developed like quite a deep fear of I can't. And actually you can, you're just choosing not to. And that's a very powerful, different way of thinking about it.
Yeah. And I think it's taking it back to the spot. You want to lose weight. To lose weight, things have got to change. And actually, is it about knowing that you can't use 15 tablespoons of oil over the course of 2 days if you want to lose weight?
I suppose also, for quite a few of us, we've done this for so many years that it almost is life. Like, we're used to being on a weight loss journey permanently when really it is a temporary state. Like, you cut back on these things for a temporary state to get to the weight that you need to, but
you couldn't go maintain your weight loss and go back to cooking with oil.
No, I get that. I totally get that. But like the idea that you can do without this for a little while to help you lose the weight that you want to.
The only thing I'd ever be mindful of, and this is how I've approached my journey, and it's totally personal, is I've tried to make the changes through my weight loss journey that I can keep. Because for me, if I go, Anna, you've only got to do this until you lose weight, I'll go, okay, drop that now. And I'm one of those personalities that things will creep in. So that's why things like, for me, the spray oil works better than the one cow cooking spray, because that's something I can keep up. So it's also individual, isn't it? Like, you may be able to cut something out for a certain period of time and factor it back in and be cool with it. Whereas I'm that rebellious type of person that will go, oh, it's back now. Let's have triple the amount. It's just knowing how you want it to work, isn't it, within the parameters of the plan.
Yeah, and the fact that actually it doesn't have to be the same week in and week out. And there will be some times when you do have the birthday cake, you know, or it is Christmas, where you do want to have, or you can't control how many sins they're going to be. You go into that friend's birthday and you do want some of the cake, but you don't know how much to, you know, to work out the sins exactly. So you need more flexibility. And I think that's the point of it, isn't it, really? And experimenting, playing and experimenting. Are you someone that is satisfied by taste or visual?
It's got to be the taste, isn't it? Because it can look pretty, but then have no taste.
But for other people, one of the things that I've realised is I like volume. I don't want to have, like, the mini biscuits get me through so far, but there's some of them where I'm like, this is one mouthful. Like, there was tiny little puddings that Matt bought the other week. And I was like, this is 8 or 9 sins. This is not worth it.
I could have had
two bags of mini biscuits for the same sins. Like, volume matters, I think. That's what I've learned. But it's all part of the testing and trying it out.
Yeah, it's like with the low sin crisps. It always says they're 90% air and there's 3 crisps in there.
Totally.
No wonder they're low sin.
Yeah, that's why they're so low calorie. Yeah.
Because you're buying the bag of air. That's what it is. But I think the thing with puddings is, it's so brilliant, you just have to think outside the box sometimes. And actually, is it about making some swaps? Is it about saying, do you know what? I'm going to free food my breakfast, so I've got my oats for later. Or I'm not going to have my sandwich in a wrap for lunch. I'm going to have it covered with chocolate spread and banana. I'm just gutted out of my porridge this morning now.
I would love, if you're listening to this and you are having a jolly good pudding tonight or going to in the next week, can you send us some pictures? Tag us in your pictures, Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. That would be brilliant, because it would be lovely to have a selection of all the different ways that people interpret a sweet treat, like a good rainbow colour spread of, like, different options to really show, like, what is truly possible and how. It's a bit like that popular Easter egg advert. How do you eat yours? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Controversial.
So anyway, we hope this has given you a few things to think about and also just shown you that what's really possible and how flexible that you can make this plan, and also to not enter into the world of you can't. Like, find a way to make this a lifestyle, not a diet. Don't start pulling in the corset too tight as I used to. Actually, it's here to have fun and to experiment and to ask and find out from people in your group, like, what are they doing? How are they doing it? To share with us. Just to, like, wrap up, Anna.
Nice.
What are you? I'm basically going to go and try that chocolate crepe type thing that you mentioned with the wrap and the chocolate spread and the banana.
You won't regret it.
I'm going to go and try that. What are you going to try tonight?
Coconut chocolate baked oats. It's got to be with some low sin vanilla ice cream.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Well, look.
It's all good, man.
whatever tasty treats you are having over the next week, I hope that you really enjoy every single mouthful, every tiny, big, whatever sin it may be. Lick the spoon, whatever you need to do. Eat it slowly, eat it with a small spoon. Just enjoy that blooming food. And we will be back with some more bite-sized mojo next Monday. Goodbye.
Bye for now.